would encouraging more people to be armed be part of your response to a mass shooting?
Look, there are two fundamental issues that are involved in this discussion, and we need to pay respect to both of them. The first is the issue of who should be kept from having guns and using firearms. And we have done not a good job. A lot of them are criminals, and a lot of the people who are getting killed are members of gangs inside our urban areas, and a lot of them are mentally incapacitated. And the shooting in Virginia Tech in 07, this individual had received medical care for mental illness from three different professionals who were not allowed to share the information. So we do need background checks. We need to keep the people who should not have guns away from them. But we have to respect the tradition in this country of people who want to defend themselves and their family from violence.
Senator,
there are people are going back and forth here for 10 minutes here. You know, there are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The average American does not have that and deserves the right to be able to protect their family.